kindly state your name.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Well, I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
What?
A Cow Media station.
Are we on the air?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Next week, look for the announcements and the billboards for the station to change. The Usual Suspects with Nick Sciarra featuring sometimes Barry and Joel, because the big time one has been killing it. And now he's back at the station after taking a self-imposed, well-deserved break.
Word.
On the way to the station. But Barry and I are here at Cowboys and Indians. What? I don't know what Tosh is doing. I mean, she's like doing all kinds of
Tosh, what's in this? No, what is this? No, it's not vodka. What did you bring me? Is that water? What did I tell you? Do I drink water?
You drink Diet Coke.
I specifically said Diet Coke, and you just, like, this is why you can't. It's hard to get good help nowadays. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. No.
She was ready to dump that right over your head.
Woo! My nipples would have got hard. That wouldn't have been good. No one wants to eat watching that. Wow. So the other day, P. Randizzle sent me this thing, and I was kind of – I kind of knew some of it, but it's basically – it says use these emojis with care because there are certain emojis that have hidden meanings. Most of them are sexual.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think it's pretty common knowledge that the eggplant emoji is for
– I don't know.
Penis. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah,
eggplant?
Yeah, if you post the eggplant emoji, you're basically that you're substituting it for that.
Okay.
Part.
All right.
But then it goes on. Now I knew that one, but I didn't know most of the other ones. So cherries, cherries emoji,
yes,
is used for breasts. Didn't know that.
Did not know that either. I know it's shocking to you people at home.
Yes, the peach emoji is a butt.
I can see that.
I can see the peach being a butt. Yes. Now, this one is really weird. The boxing glove emoji is used to represent a condom. I had no idea that that's what that was for. I don't see the correlation between a condom and a boxing glove.
I'm getting my emoji education today.
Are you?
Yeah.
The fire emoji is actually used to make like hot or sexy, well, which that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a raindrops emoji.
Yeah,
that's a male climax. Did you know that? Were you aware of that?
What do you think?
No,
no, I didn't.
This one I don't get. I guess I get it now, but at first when I looked at it, I was like, I don't. There's a camel, and that emoji represents sex. And I was like, why does a camel represent sex? It's a hump. It's humping.
I certainly hope that when you won the camel races, you weren't putting the camel emoji in champion
now,
out there.
There's also a mailbox with a letter in it that also represents sex. Someone's going to have to explain that to me because I don't understand.
Special delivery?
What a mailbox. Okay, and then this last one.
Drew says because you put mail in the slot.
Well, that's just gross, Drew. No one needed to hear that. And then there's this last one. I think I get it, but I don't know if maybe Nick. Maybe this registered with Nick right away. But do you know what a donut emoji stands for?
No, I don't.
Joel?
Nope.
Vagina.
What?
Yeah. I'm thinking that's the wrong location if you're using it's a chocolate donut. How is that vagina? That should be the other side of the map.
Exactly right.
I don't understand that. I think whoever came up with that one
should
be
the back door, not the front door.
That's the bad aim emoji. That's what that is.
So what emoji would you use?
For what?
For
a Virginia?
Yes. A flower?
Maybe a pussycat.
Well,
did I scare you?
You did. I was like, uh-oh. We are not just online only today.
Maybe that, I mean, that makes the most sense, right?
Or a flour.
Ham sandwich.
Like, you know what flour?
What flour?
A tulip.
Oh, my God. please dong him, please.
I'm just saying, man.
Actually, that wasn't bad. I give you props on that.
Thank
tulip
you.
Was pretty good. Not too shabby.
But not a chocolate donut.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me. I don't
now
get
you've
it
got,
at all.
See, now you've opened up a whole can because now people are just going to start sending you emojis.
Oh, I'm sure. I
Manuel is already sending you, like, tons of emojis.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this will be interesting. Oh, that's a good one. Somebody said it should be a taco.
Another good one.
The taco emoji.
Yep.
That kind of makes the most sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
A taco emoji?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Or hairy kitty cat.
So for the male anatomy, wouldn't it be better to have either a hot dog or a mushroom?
A mushroom?
Because it kind of.
Oh, no.
It kind of.
No, I think the eggplant is firmly entrenched as the male emoji.
Okay.
I don't think that's going anywhere. There's others on here, but when I screenshot this, I couldn't see it, but there's a tongue emoji. I think you can guess what that's for. And then there's a fist emoji.
I'm not even. That's all you, brother.
But what it's used for isn't what you think. It's used for male self-pleasure. Male masturbation.
I got that.
It's weird.
That's so essentially. Weird. Basically, Nick's delay in getting here, according to you?
Yeah, that was part of it, yeah. There's the police. Be careful if you're coming over here. I wonder if he can hear me. He's going to be like, hey.
Oh, Wes parked on the sidewalk earlier, so he was worried about it.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to come give Jordan a ticket for parking in a handicap spot.
We can make sure that happens, Jordan.
Look at Jordan. He's like, no. Oh, my goodness.
Jordan, this is your second time here today, by the way. He came in for breakfast, got him some grub, took off for work. Now he's coming back for lunch. He's made it a date night.
He's going to be here for dinner.
Yeah, he's going to come back for dinner and then hopefully get some red velvet cake before close. Especially because he's a Syracuse guy, so he'll come back tomorrow, too, because he's got the Q's tomorrow night.
True, true. Hunter and Angleton said, man, y'all are funny as hell. Shout out from Hunter. Thank
you, Hunter.
Appreciate
that, man. And Angleton.
Yes. Is it Hunter or Hunter? I don't think
you have to overemphasize the T.
No?
No.
Hunter.
It's like people that don't normally say Adetokunbo say Adetokunbo. You don't need all that.
How do I say it? Adetokunbo.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Now, I've heard some people say Antetokounmpo. I've heard Antetokounmpo and Antetokounmpo.
It's Adetokunbo.
Though there's a D?
It sounds like a D. It's really quick. It's not – don't overemphasize the T. But it's not. It's like Randy McAvoy calls Justin Verlander. Verlander,
you're good with the D. Good with the D.
Evidently, I have a kid. But at the same time, like Randy McAvoy, he can't say Verlander.
Oh,
it's always Justin Verlander.
Verlander,
and I'm like, who? Verlander. I'm like, okay. Last time I checked, it was Justin Verlander. But whatever.
Oh, somebody corrected me. They said the boxing glove.
Yeah.
No glove, no love.
Oh.
So the glove. See, that was a term back in the day.
Yeah, Jimmy Gary hat, Payton.
Jimmy hat, a glove.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it makes more sense. I didn't know what boxing glove was before that. That's good to know. Somebody wants to know.
Gary Payton, the glove.
Somebody wanted to know, what would you think about Christian Kirk as a option for the Packers?
Not in the first
round.
Why
the hell are we getting so many Packer questions? Get a life, guys.
I'll have you know, I spoke to people
Idiots.
Back home last night who said that they tune in to our show from Wisconsin to hear us update everything. And when something happened, like when Jordy Nelson got let go and they signed Jimmy Graham, they tuned in to us because they knew we'd talk about it. So we got listeners across the planet. That's what we're doing. We're building it one listener at a time, Barry. Don't hate on that.
Born and raised in Houston, Texas. This show is on in Houston, Texas. Want to give a shout out to everybody in Packer
Country. Nationwide.
And y'all can go to hell. There you go. See? How's that? Boom. Just called out the home base.
Okay, Aggie guy. What do you think of Christian Kirk? Because he's not a first-round top-line receiver. I can see him being a slot guy, a return guy. I think he can be a valuable resource on someone's team. I don't think he's a starting receiver.
No, I think he'll be all right in the slot. I worry about him being undersized in the NFL. he's fast, and you can't coach speed, and I think he'll make a great return guy for a lot of teams.
Yep.
But I don't know if he's going to be able to hold up and have the durability that most teams are going to want.
Plus, here's the thing that people don't understand. If you don't understand it, go to the Players Tribune and look up an article that Davante Adams wrote about how long it's taken to get to where he is with the Packers and make it because of the fact that Aaron Rodgers bases so much of the on precise route running and timing. Look at how many times Jordy Nelson did the back shoulder thing, and he said it was so frustrating because he could feel it when he knew he didn't run the route right, and Aaron knew I was supposed to be where I wasn't.
Right.
And he's like, I let him down, I let my team down, but then I started doubting, like, am I going to make it in this league? That's why you take a kid straight out of college, especially a kid like Ridley at Alabama who just runs as fast as he can and he can outrun everybody. And then you're like, hey, man, when you're running a 10-yard out, you got to do it at a certain amount of time. And as soon as you get to that spot on the out, turn and look over your back shoulder, ball's already going to be there. I think it's too important a position to just go take a kid in his first year and say, hey, boom, throw you right in the starting lineup.
Okay. Very good.
Born and raised here in Texas, screw the Packers, go Cowboys.
Yes.
There you go, Barry. Talk about that for a while.
And then that's followed right by raised in Texas, lifelong Packers fan. I don't know how that works. How are you a lifelong Packers fan if you were born and raised here? I've never understood that.
Well, it's kind of like when I used to say when CSN had the Rockets and everybody couldn't see the games and the people that I worked with weren't overly concerned. And I said, here's the thing. If they can't watch the Rockets, they're going to watch LeBron James. They're going to watch, at that point, LeBron was on the Heat. They're going to watch the best teams not named the Houston Rockets. And it's not going to be a one-year thing. It's going to be for the rest of their lives. They're going to be following those teams and buying tickets and merchandise and everything else. That's how it can happen here from the standpoint of when that happened. But I don't know how unless you have a relative that played for the Packers or relatives that were constantly watching the Packers when the Oilers were not present anymore and they didn't have another team yet.
Okay.
Those are the kind of things where
I'll
I think
allow
it
that.
Okay.
That's about it, though.
Well,
otherwise.
The commissioner has allowed it. There you go.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know because, hey, if the commissioner approves, and that's always a good thing in my book.
You're damn right.
You know, the Rockets play tonight against the Detroit Pistons. But I've been telling you guys about this for a while. The Rockets are doing, for the first time ever, a really good deal that you need to get on if you really believe that the Rockets are going to be good for the next couple years. And we've already told you we think they are. They're going to be competing for a championship. They brought in Chris Paul. They've got a great nucleus. We say they have the deepest bench in the league. And they're going to continue to be good. If you know that they're going to be good for the next 3 years, you can now lock in your tickets and the same price for 3 years starting next season, and you will never have a price increase, but you got to do it quickly because tickets are going fast. It's only for club-level seats right now, although all levels of season tickets are on sale. But for club-level seats right now, you lock in for 3 years. You will never get a price increase. They can't mess with you. You get the same price no matter what for all three seasons. It is a great deal. It's the first time, like I said, that the Rockets have ever done something like this. So what you need to do is get on Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK. They'll get you in touch with a ticket rep. They'll walk you through all the plans. And again, if you want those club seats, you're going to get VIP priority, and you're going to get that one price for 3 years, no increases. And as an extra bonus, you also get first priority on this year's playoff tickets as well. You know those playoff tickets are going quickly. They're going to be a hot commodity. Everybody's going to want them. Not many people are going to get them. You get top priority if you sign up for this plan. Check it out. Three seasons, one price, great deal. Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back at Cowboys and Indians on a beautiful day right on the outskirts of Midtown. Broadcasting live, it's Barry and Joel. It's Nick back at the station. A cast of thousands here to keep us not only on the air, but keep you full of candy and goodies. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the food is fantastic here. You need to try it. Barry's been telling you about it for a long time. We've all been telling you about it. Barry and Nick and I normally make a once-a-month stop here for lunch. And I had my normal non-quesadillas. They were absolutely fantastic. The burgers look great. Tosh had some kind of mountain of French fries covered with a bunch of stuff that she loved. Drew has had six things on the menu, and that was an appetizer. So everybody loves the food here, and we're not going to steer you wrong. You know how we do it on the show. It's just good eating, good environment. Haas was going to join us to talk a little sports and Cowboys and Indians. Too darn busy right now.
Yeah, he is. He said he can we wait a little while. So we'll have Haas on about 3:30.
Okay. You postponed your chicken wing eating?
Yeah. I no takers. I think everybody's scared. We're going to see.
Drew's not. I mean, Drew could easily – you know how the Taco Bell used to say the fourth meal? Drew's on like his seventh meal.
Drew's on ninth meal?
Yeah. It's that. So he could probably work in a chicken wing eating contest against you.
Okay.
Now, where are you on the fact that if you come here for breakfast and you work here, and then you come back for lunch and make it a date? Isn't that cheap?
No. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Okay, and you stole the handicap parking spot in the process.
Now, that makes you an a-hole. See? But otherwise, you got to do what you got to do. Whatever.
I think it's a multiple a-hole
whatever
move
it takes.
On Jordan's part.
A multiple a-hole move?
Yep.
Why?
Because I don't think it sends the right message to the young lady.
Okay.
I'm not exactly thinking he's Mac Daddy after that move.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to judge the man.
I am.
Okay, I know.
All right, we'll continue to move on. If you want to reach us, as always, 713-780-3776. Texts are rolling in. Phone calls are a little bit more difficult on remote, but Nick will get them in. And, of course, you can reach us all via Twitter.
By the way, people are still asking for that guy's phone number.
How'd that work out? I'd love to get a progress report on how that worked out. We found out that Trey said that there's an actual term for doing that.
Yeah.
Juggalo Trey was giving us like an informative lesson in social media and otherwise. Yesterday, he said it started on Reddit, and I forget what he calls it. He calls it doxic or something like that. If what is it?
Doxing.
When you actually give out someone who has wronged you on social media, you give out their personal information, and then, look, we know how good the usual suspects are. I've done this in the past. If I will give someone that's giving me heat on Twitter, if I throw it out there and say, this guy's doing this, I mean, the people that go at them because they're fans of the show have been fantastic. You saw it yesterday.
Yep.
I was shocked you did it, but it was actually good entertainment.
You?
Yes,
I'm actually shocked you would be surprised I would do anything on air.
There's a lot of things that you would do that don't shock, that wouldn't shock me.
Okay,
but that one was one because I don't know that we fully discussed it, but I think we all kind of thought that was kind of taboo. That was one thing you just don't do.
No, I do.
But as long as as you can't get in trouble for it, then I'm happy you
there's
did it.
There's nothing taboo with me. I'll say and do just about anything.
And you know how much I like
especially
to go at people that like to cowardly take shots.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great move, but I was a little shocked you gave out his full number. I thought you were going to give like area code and last four digits, and kept repeating it like it was a commercial.
Yeah, act like a dick, you get what you get, okay? That's how I feel. Did you see
you
this?
You want to put that on a bumper sticker, by the
yeah,
way?
Yeah, that's great.
Is that
a great
emoji?
That'd make a great T-shirt, right?
There you go.
Did you hear about the Giants trade with
the
Bucks?
Fill the folks in?
Yeah, the New York Giants have traded defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul and a 2018 fourth-round pick
right.
to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a third-round and fourth-round picks in 2018.
What do you think?
Now, I think you have an idea of what
I
that
do.
Means, and I'm curious – for your opinion, what does this mean for the Giants? Did they tip their hand as to what they're doing in the
I
draft?
I think they may have, because if you look at what Tampa Bay was doing, they were bringing every free agent veteran pass rusher that they could in to try and bolster their defensive line. So they get a guy that they believe still has something left in the tank. I think the Giants felt like ever since the injury, and because he's getting a little older, that he was never going to once again regain the form that he once had when he was a huge part of that Giants defensive line. But in the process, it now opens the door for the Giants to not have to take a running back at number two, and they may be looking at a guy like Bradley Chubb, and they may be looking at a replacement for Jason Pierre-Paul in that slot at number two. And if the right offer comes in, because we know that lately those top five spots have been a heated and hot commodity for teams trying to get a quarterback. The Jets have moved up. Other teams are saying that they might be shopping their pick. The Giants could shop that pick, move down a little bit, let the quarterback frenzy take place, and still get their guy Chubb, who might slide a little bit, and then also get an extra pick to maybe recoup what they gave up in the JPP trade.
The Giants have plenty of needs. They have plenty of holes, and I know that they said that they're not drafting a quarterback, but do we believe them? I mean, do you still trust Eli if you're the Giants? Because let's be real, there's two schools of thought. You either think you have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl,
right,
or you know that you're in rebuilding mode.
I was going to say,
right?
If you...
Do you think Eli Manning and the Giants have a chance at winning a Super Bowl next year?
Well, you look at the NFC, and you look at what the Eagles have done, and then they improved their defense, and they're the reigning champs. And then you look at teams like Atlanta that aren't going anywhere. You look at their own division, and you got the Eagles and the Cowboys, and the Skins are adding players. For the Giants to be in consideration would take a minor miracle, and that's where I was going where you were going. I was going to say, now, if you think you got a chance to win this year, not even win the Super Bowl, but be a winning, successful team, then you continue to go with Eli Manning because he's better than anything that you can put in there because you know a rookie's going to make mistakes. But if you believe that it's rebuilding time, then it's time to move on. But that should have happened with trying to find a home for Eli Manning so that you can give him a chance with a team that needs a veteran quarterback that's trying to win now and then go to the fact that you're going to start over and you need as many losses as possible to get as high in the draft next year. So then you don't – we already know they don't have a running back. They have issues and question marks around Odell Beckham Jr. based on his offseason, let alone what happened last year with injuries. So with all that being said, if it's full rebuild mode, then either dump out on Eli or go with a young quarterback.
So here's why I think that they feel like they have a chance right now and that they're not in rebuilding mode. Because they signed Nate Solder. You don't go out and sign Nate Solder to a deal if you don't think you have a chance to win with Eli Manning. You're looking at it and you're saying,
or you want to protect a young quarterback.
Well, but you're looking at that and you're saying, we have Eli Manning, and if we could just protect him, he's good enough to allow us to make a run in the playoffs. But we've got to protect him in order to do that. And they needed help on that O-line, so they've done that. They've gotten some help there. You also, just now, by trading Jason Pierre-Paul, you're opening it up for a Bradley Chubb and saying, hey, you know what? We need to get younger and better on defense. Jason Pierre-Paul's getting a little long in the tooth. I mean, it to me, those kinds of moves signify, and I'm not saying whether they are or they aren't. I'm not giving an opinion. I'm just saying what it looks like to me, the Giants think this is their last chance for a while because they still got Eli Manning for one or two more years, and then all bets are off.
And let's also be honest, they've overspent on the defensive side of the ball for the last couple of years, and I think that they're realizing kind of like the questions in their ways, and they're going to try and do some things to try and save some money overall for a lot of reasons. And A-Rod gives us a good – that they might be trying to save money for Odell Beckham Jr. because they have to re-sign him coming up. But Ian Rappaport now reporting the fact that the Giants are going to have a private workout with Bradley Chubb as they pick number two. But like I said, they could actually trade down simply because there's such a demand for quarterbacks and everybody trying to trade up. So interesting to see. But, yeah, I don't think the Giants are a legitimate contender for the division, let alone the conference. Do you?
No. No, I think that they still have too many deficiencies. And I don't – I mean, me personally, I mean, I was asking the question, didn't give an answer. I don't trust Eli anymore. I think I to me, there's
He's
too many good – yeah, there's too many good
– falling off.
Yeah, there's too many good – quarterbacks in the NFL that are way better than him.
And what do they have for a
running
game?
At this point. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they signed Jonathan Stewart, I think. But, you know, nice. I mean, yeah, he's long in the tooth, too.
Yep.
So, and you said, why did they get sold? The only thing I can say is anything's better than what they had. Their offensive line was so bad that they had to do something to get some kind of an anchor of improvement. But, yeah, regardless of who your quarterback is, you better do a better job protecting them than the Giants did last year.
Last thing, and we can discuss on the other side, but okay. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Texans had a private workout with Lamar Jackson. They hosted Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson for a private workout on Wednesday.
You think he slides to the third round?
I think it's possible. I think if some teams want him to be a wide receiver and he doesn't want to be, or he's not, you know, he's not
Texans
interested
need
in
a backup quarterback. We don't know what they're going to do. So
you don't. You know what? You could probably do worse, too, when you consider the makeup of what Deshaun Watson is. Lamar Jackson might be a poor man's Deshaun Watson at this point. But going from Deshaun Watson to Tom Savage was completely different games.
Disconnect.
Yeah, and it didn't match, you know. So it might make some sense to do something like that. Who knows?
Let us know what you think. We're here at Cowboys and Indians on a gorgeous day in the Midtown area. You should stop by and see us on Taft Street right off of West Gray, right here in the heart of Houston, Texas. It's Barry, it's Joel, and then followed up by the Blitz till 7. Come on by, see us, join us, get some great food, good, beautiful people watching, and a great day inside and out here at Cowboys and Indians. Nick's back at the studio keeping us on the air, and we continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Intergalactic planetary,
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, there's nothing better than Cowboys and Indians on any average day, but it's always good when ESPN 97.5 is in the house. You have a beautiful, beautiful day in the big city, and amazing. Everyone is here to hang out. We've already told you how good the food is. There's a lot of pretty people on the deck and inside and out.
Oh, thank you, Joel. Oh, that
Barry's here, too.
And
the Blitz is going to be here after that, and we've got a lot of specials and things going on. We've delayed the chicken wing eating contest because people are scared of you.
Everybody's scared. They know that I can. What are you looking at, Drew? You think you could beat me in a wing eating contest? I didn't get to finish telling the story. We did that wing eating contest where we had 50, and you had to eat 50 wings in less than an hour. And I ended up eating my 50 plus another dude's 14. I ate 64 wings in an hour. You ain't hanging with that, Drew. You don't want none of this, man.
Now, Drew,
I mean,
you're
fat.
Have
don't get me
seven
wrong.
Meals.
You're fat, so I get that you could probably eat a lot. But don't let this slender body fool you. I can pack it in. Yeah, Kobayashi's skinny. That's a good point. That's true. So
you both are champs at putting meat in your mouth. But the biggest problem is that if Drew hasn't had seven meals prior to the,
that's
he
true.
Might be better off.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've already had the quesadillas and some candy. I'm ripe for the picking, as they would say.
Haas is four shirts in, and it's just getting started here on a party day here at Cowboys and Indians. He was too busy to join us. That tells you this is the spot. If you want to get some quality food in and around the downtown area, people are always looking for a lunch spot, and it's hard to find. And when you do find one, you got to wait in line, and the food's not all that good. Not the problem here at Cowboys and Indians. They make sure they get you in and out, and it's good stuff.
The amount of Jason Pierre-Paul hand jokes that have come in, they're getting, dare I say, out of hand. What? Watch out now! All right.
Did you hear the echo off the dry cleaner a block away on that one?
Some people said, where'd it go? Giants are looking for a replacement for JPP, but they can't quite put their finger on it. That was from USA Mike.
Yeah, someone said the Buccaneers got in a 9.5 finger discount.
Yeah. I don't think JPP was a third round pick, or as JPP would call it, a 2.25 round pick.
Oh,
This was a pretty good one. It said, this was from Eric Graham. He said, JPP is getting long in the tooth, entering his eighth season. That's more than he could count on both hands. That's so wrong.
Just terrible.
Just killing that man.
Come on, people.
Although I will say this, go Google the Toronto Raptors logo. Kind of looks like his hand.
You're dirty.
Okay.
I
know that's wrong, but
speaking
it's
of the Raptors,
accurate.
By the way.
Yeah.
They played the Cavs last night, national TV, scored 79 points in the first half, and the Cavs came back and won. Interim coach Larry Drew calling it a signature win that's going to turn around the season. LeBron played his normal LeBron self, as no matter how much you criticize the team, he played great. The rest of the guys around him played great. They ended up winning by 3 points. How do you view the Cavs as like the third reset button of the year? Is this the one that works?
I think if you have to reset 3 times, that tells you all you need to know about that team this year. Has there ever been a team that's reset 3 times and it's worked out for them?
Maybe the Lakers with all the infighting they had where they still got to the championship and lost. But that's as close as I can think of it coming to it. I just think
– Does this starting five scare you? Does this put the fear of God in you when you hear
– I still think they
Rodney Hood, George Hill – Kevin Love, Larry Nance Jr., LeBron James. Does that scream world title to you?
Doesn't scream it, but it says it still could win the East. And if you get Tristan Thompson back, you could still have enough to be competitive in a series against the West. But because you have LeBron James, that's a big factor because he can influence the game in so many ways. But I don't think that it's nearly an intimidation factor, let alone anybody's bet and pick to win it all.
Of the teams in the playoffs, here's the problem with the Cavs. Of all of the teams currently at 1-8 in the East, they're the only team giving up 110 points a game.
Yeah, that's terrible.
They can't stop anybody. You can have the best player on the planet, but if you can't stop anybody, it's not going to matter. Let me give you the opponent's points per game for the other seven teams in the playoffs, and I'm going to start at the top with the Raptors. 104, 100, 105, 104, 106, 102, and 106. They're giving up 4 points a game then above anybody else, at least. I mean, Boston is
now,
at 100.
Now, the one thing I will say is Tristan Thompson's the biggest rim protector that they have, so you add him, and at least you do add some interior defense that you aren't getting right now. But we know Kevin Love's not exactly known as a guy that's going to stop anybody. Larry Nance Jr. hasn't established himself as a low-post player, period. So, yeah, I mean, and defensively, even after Isaiah Thomas left, you see too many guys that just do Olays and watch guys go down the lane. You can't have that.
Guess how many teams in the East, the entire Eastern Conference, are giving up more than 110 points? Take a wild guess.
Three.
One. One other team is also giving up 110.4 a game. The Brooklyn Nets.
Oh. That's terrible.
It. Everybody else is giving up under 110. That's not good.
No.
And here's the problem. If you're giving up 110.4 a game and you're scoring 110.8, that's not a
you're
good
losing.
Formula when you got to face teams like the Raptors who are scoring 112. Guess what? They're scoring more than you give up. That and scoring yourself, that's a bad formula for a deep playoff run.
Yeah, you're right. And look, I'm not here to say that I'm going to back it up with any kind of stats. I just know that LeBron James's record speaks for itself in getting to the finals.
He is the X factor.
So, I think that for a lot of reasons, they could at least get there. I don't expect them to win it, but I think they can get there.
To the finals?
Yeah, I just don't think the East is that good. I mean, I've watched Boston all year long without Hayward. I don't think they're loaded enough. I think Toronto, to me, is a team much like what the Rockets have to prove, but only even more so from a standpoint of a great regular season team that has found a way to not execute or win games they should win in the playoffs. They were saying the Cavs were trying to deny. They were sending another message, but to prove a point that the Raptors can be as good as they want in the regular season, when the Cavs want to turn it on, they definitely can beat Toronto.
My question is when is Kyrie Irving going to be back for the Celtics?
Well, yesterday was the day that I guess he had a second opinion on his knee. So there's a lot of people that are Celtics fans across the country that are more than a bit concerned about the fact that that knee might not be right, and it might not be right the rest of the season.
And that's the thing. If the Celtics can get Kyrie back for the playoffs, I like them a lot more.
I like the fact that they're versatile, they're young, they're athletic, for all those reasons. But, again, you've got a lot of players that haven't had the playoff experience. That concerns me.
But having that leadership with Kyrie on the floor and obviously his ability to score and create, that's going to make a huge difference. It's almost like getting Kyrie Irving is going to make your team better, of course.
Sure.
But when you're sitting at the number two spot, I mean, they're not playing terrible. They're 6-4 over their last 10. They're only 4.5 back of the Raptors, who have been playing really well. But the Raptors just lost. I don't think there's anybody even close to the Raptors in the East right now, and I'm including Cleveland in that.
Okay, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Lowry played good early last night, which is a good sign for them. But, again, those are just like we said, Lowry's got a ton to prove come playoff time because he has disappeared.
Yep.
So we'll see how Toronto responds to all that. I did want to bring this story up because I thought it was great, because we don't even want to mention the family name, but we will mention the family name when it brings some shame. I thought this was fantastic. When LaMelo Ball went overseas to Lithuania, he left the Chino Hills basketball program. He then started tweeting about the fact that someone needs to make a 30 for 30 on the Chino Hills basketball team and how it went from the best to the worst, as he made fun of his former teammates and team. I got news for you, Chief. Last night, Chino Hills won the semifinal game, and they're in the state championship game, and they are not letting him forget about it. They are now sending out their own tweets that said, "Everybody doubted us with LaMelo leaving. No one believed in us. We proved them all wrong." My tip of the cap of the day goes to Chino Hills, because anytime you can throw shade on the Ball family and in the process do what you're doing, more power to you.
Exactly. Hi. I don't know. There's just some chick driving by with her window down. Figured I'd yell hi. She waved. Well, you know. Joel's just shaking his head in disappointment.
Not disappointed, but disbelief more than anything
else.
Really? Why my back is turned? I'm just letting.
Why would you be in disbelief?
Why did I? Because I don't think that. Hi. From across, that's a good chick magnet draw.
I told you the story about the time I was downtown and I had my windows down, and I'm sitting at the car and I've got my music. You know how you get good songs on the radio or on your iPod? Yeah. And you're just like, God, I'm feeling this. And you feel 10 feet tall, right? You just feel, you're like, this is just, it, on a day like today with the weather, I had the windows down, the music's going. I don't even remember what it was. I just know it was a great song. It was a badass song. Just feeling like a stud. And this hot chick pulls up. Her windows are down, and I'm looking over there, and I catch her looking at me, and I'm like, yeah. And then that song starts to fade away, and then it's all, dang, dang, dang. It was Britney Spears. I was like, oh, God. And I had to roll up my windows. I was like, God, when I put it on shuffle, this is so embarrassing. And she just, like, she just rolled her window up and drove off. I was like, damn it, man. There it goes. That's not good.
You were all feeling it until you heard, oh, baby.
Exactly. Dang, dang, dang. I was like, oh, God. Not now, Britney. You're running it. Hey, by the way, shout out to Francisco, man. He said he just started his new job.
Congrats.
And he's unable to listen. He's actually on a break listening. But, yeah, man, congrats. I know he had been looking for a job for a while. So
podcast.
Congrats to you, Francisco.
Yep.
Now, get an earpiece in the app, fool.
That too. Either way. Yeah, everybody should be downloading the app. By the way, Cowboys and Indians today, 4 o'clock, Bud Light, Carbach will have activations. 20% off, all non-quesadillas, all day, all night. Just mention ESPN 97.5.
Yep.
And again, we will be working on that wing eating contest.
Yeah, and I asked Nora, I said, hey, what do you want me to bring you? What do you think she said?
Non-quesadillas.
Quesadillas. Okay. Bring me them quesadillas. So USA Mike said, are you guys really having a wing eating contest in the middle of the weight loss challenge? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, that's how we roll. We are for all the people, the big people and the not so big people.
And we have cheat days.
That's right. Oh, I have cheat months. I'll have a cheat month now.
So does Jordan.
Does he?
Yeah.
Somebody had a question. Does Saquon Barkley drop to 4 now if the Giants go out and get Bradley Chubb? Probably.
I think it's probable is right. I think it was possible. Now it's probable. And as much as they were thinking you had to draft Barkley first overall in order to make sure you got him, because of what the Giants did, yeah, I think it's a good chance he'll be there for
And if you're Cleveland, you probably go ahead and grab your quarterback at 1. You wait to see what happens at 2. You know a quarterback is going to go at 3. So depending on what happens at 2, you're either going to grab Chubb, Barkley, or trade out.
And from what I'm hearing, by the way, mm-hmm. Minkah Fitzpatrick now, his draft stock's slipping. People saying that he excelled because of all the players around him at Alabama. Not that he won't be a decent player or a good player, but not the great player that people once thought.
So yeah.
We'll see what happens. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We are at Midtown, right outside Midtown on Taft Street at Cowboys and Indians, enjoying the beautiful day and some great food. Stop by and see us. They're open tonight, too, late, so you can watch all the NCAA games here as well. But stop by, see us, see the Blitz up until 7, and stay tuned for much more of the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, usual suspects back right here on ESPN 97.5 as we are rolling on in the middle of a gorgeous day in the big city. We are at Cowboys and Indians. Fred, A.J. Jung, and the Blitz will also be here to broadcast all the way through 7. It's a great place to stop by for some unbelievable food. Check out us doing some broadcasts, but then more so than anything else, hang out the rest of the evening where they got great specials going on. Carbach's going to be out here. Budweiser's going to be out here. A lot of people are going to be out here, but more importantly, you can watch the games in a great environment, plenty of TVs, and some good food.
See my beautiful face. Hey, speaking of beautiful faces, Mandy said, I'm down 26 pounds and 15 inches since mid-February, and she didn't get in the weight loss challenge. Mandy, you dummy.
That's fantastic.
You dummy. You would have won that, Mandy. Oh, I don't know what you were thinking.
I don't know. We've got some there's some good competition going on. Because Chris Householder's been doing great. Mark Schell's been doing great. There's a lot of people. I don't want to try and name everybody and forget somebody.
Oh, man.
But they have been doing fantastic. Mo has been keeping an eye on them and giving them pointers.
Yeah.
This thing really took off and got a lot more traction than we thought it would.
And shout out to Seaforce Water, HealthyGourmet.com, and Houston Family Nutrition for making it happen.
Yep.
A lot of folks losing a lot of weight, and we couldn't be prouder to be a part of it. Somebody had a question. Was Raheel out today dealing with his shrinkage? Great job, Nick.
Wow.
So there's that.
Hate. Right. Hate.
Yeah, just hating.
You Wally Pipped him, Nick. You're getting your own show next week.
I know. I know. Barry, it's over for you, bud.
Damn
oh,
it.
I didn't say which show. Whoa.
Hey, we got a caller, huh?
Yeah. Why don't
you we do. Rudy.
This is a little interesting. Rudy, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, my name is Rudy Gloria. I just want to give I'm a first-time listener only because of my job. I drive for HEB, and I don't know if I can put that on the air, but I did anyway. I drive night, but my wife listens to you all the time at work.
Smart
and
lady.
I want to give Barry props. I've never actually been able to thank him, but this is an awesome dude because before I even married my wife, he actually stepped up and showed my son, my bonus son. I don't like to say stepson because I don't like that word. But my bonus son, Mason Aguilar, he actually, I believe he really inspired him because Barry, we haven't hung out a few times, but he is a real go-getter. And I think he showed that in my son when early in life, and he stepped up for him when he was younger. And because of that, I believe he has a lot to do with my son's inspiration as far as, hey, just go on getting it no matter what anybody else says. So, Barry Lamillac, I just want to tell you thank you, sir, and I really appreciate you, buddy.
Dude, Rudy, man, I appreciate that, bud. Thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice. We need to catch up. It's been forever, man, like way too long.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you calling, man.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Anytime.
That's, so you connected because you were worried, but
yeah. So I'll give you the backstory. Appreciate the call, Rudy. Thank you, man. That's I appreciate it, but it's also a little embarrassing. But that's all right. But the backstory,
it's
like
good embarrassing.
Yeah, it's a good embarrassing. My wife, one of her best friends, Stephanie, has had a few kids, and the husband was no longer in the picture. And Mason was a guy that really didn't have a dad, and he was really into sports. And I just hung out with the kid and helped him a little bit with sports and coaching and a little bit of fatherly advice. And then Rudy showed up, man, and you couldn't do much better for a dad than Rudy. So I'm happy for Mason, I'm happy for Rudy, that whole family. They're doing great. But yeah, dude, I appreciate the kind words, Rudy. That's
awesome.
Nice of you. Thank you,
that's
man.
Awesome. I just heard a side of Barry I've never seen before, but it gives me a chance to hold out.
I know
some
you
hope
think I'm a dick,
for the future.
But
I get to hold out some hope for the future. I was tearing up, but that was awesome. Rudy,
all right,
thanks for the call.
Yeah, dude, thanks, Rudy. Hey, so somebody had this question, and I'm curious where you fall on this. Okay. Are y'all big into trying to pull off April Fool's jokes?
Not anymore.
So did you used to?
Yeah.
So you were a big prankster?
Not a big one, but I had pulled off some good ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've never been a big prank. And, like, I'll prank the Blitz, like, when we did the woo of the day instead of the gym of the day, which right. I also got in trouble for, by the way.
Right.
But
that's never stopped you.
No. But I'll do a prank here and there, but I've never been a big, you know, guy that likes to – because I feel like a lot of times pranks can go too far.
I agree.
And then you end up hurting somebody or embarrassing them, and I don't want to do that
it's
to a degree.
It's also forced
where
on April 1st.
Yes.
They're fun when we do them on the station and stuff like that sometimes because they're unexpected and you catch them kind of completely blindside them.
Right.
And then it's just quick and easy. But, yeah, on April 1st, it's like from the minute you wake up and you first realize, oh, that's right, it's April 1st, you just have to keep in the back of your mind. It's going to happen all day.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing. You can't believe anything and everything on April 1st. Mike, I had this thought, and I think I tweeted this out. I don't know, but I was curious if – because, you know, this April 1st is on Easter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so April 1st – April Fool's Day is Easter. And so I was – it made me think, if the original resurrection was on April Fool's?
I saw you tweet that.
What if, like – you know, Jesus shows up and he's like, I'm back, guys. And everybody's like, oh, he's back. And then he like pulls off a mask. And he's like, just kidding. It's Judas. April Fool's got you. And then everybody's like, what? That would be pretty awesome.
Awesome. Okay. I didn't realize, though. Until,
yeah.
And then
Easter. April 1st is also Easter.
Okay.
So there you go. Do you, is this where you just say, yeah, the eggs are hidden in the yard. And then the kids spend 9 hours looking for eggs, and you're like, ha, April Fool's, no eggs.
That'd be the quality
right?
kind of role model that we just heard about from you.
That's yeah.
Oh, that's why I still have question marks.
I'm not above it. This is the time. If you have, what is it? It's 2:55.
Yeah, we gotta go. Are you break. In the you're in the parental pickup line?
Yeah, maybe I'll wait until the.
Oh, good. Till everybody's firmly in the line.
No. I'm saying I was going to tell the story about my mom and the Easter Bunny, but I'll wait until next week. I'll wait till we get closer to Easter,
okay.
And then I'll try to do it in the 1 or 2 o'clock hour of next week at some point, so that we don't ruin it for the kids.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're rolling along. We've got 2 hours in the books. 1 hour still to go with the big show. That means plenty more opportunities for you to get involved. That means you can call 713-780-3776, HRP listener line, where you can call and text, or you can hit us up on Twitter, or better yet, you stop and see us in person. We are at Cowboys and Indians on Taft, right here in the heart of Midtown, right on the outskirts of downtown. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. Promo team will be here throughout the evening giving away free goodies as well, and the food is outstanding. Check us out. Back with the final hour in just a few minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.